Last week, the federal government okayed the Wisconsin Transportation Department's I-94 South plan. The plan not only calls for resurfacing the freeway and altering some interchanges and exit and entrance ramps, but widening the freeway to four lanes each way. It would be the most expensive road project in Wisconsin's history, coming in at $1.9 billion. Governor Doyle calls the widening the best road to take.
You know, with new highway engineering, this road will look 10 times better. It will be much safer. And we are doing it with a very minimal disruption outside of the current. Really, the only changes to the basic corridor that are being made right now are to straighten out some fairly dangerous curves.
But Doyle's description troubles some legal, social, and environmental groups that often agree with the Democratic governor. ACLU of Wisconsin attorney Karen Rotker says there would be a disproportionate impact on communities of color.
Widening the highway, particularly while there is less and less transit available in the region for transit-dependent communities who are disproportionately people of color, is going to increase the gap in resources, in ability to get to work, and lots of other related issues between majority and minority communities.
But the groups that oppose I-94 expansion are still evaluating whether to sue to try to prevent the road builders from starting next spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.